Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for the radio, the internet, community, and micropower stations worldwide.
Scales have fallen from our eyes. The veil has drifted down from the sky, meandering firmly, finally revealing your depth of depravity. That's fear you're now feeling. We see you. Your demonic bloodlust laid bare to see, the statue of filth on the BBC, the prince and the madam, the crisper spy, the islands of horrors in the ocean lie. We see you. A billion souls stolen over the years. You hid them deep down to drown their tears. Perfect and innocent, God's own creations, mutilated by your sick machinations. We see you. Vlad the Impaler and his vile descendants, fleeing the palace from the 5D Ascendants. The virus distracted, but gave us the time to peel back the layers of your heinous crimes. We see you. Run, run, as fast as you can. Back for more orders from the Phoenician clan. Out of White Rabbit, the looking glass cracked. Tipping point reached, odds against you now stacked. We see you. Pizza and hot dogs, pasta and sauce. Your sickness decoded your lack of remorse. Our slumber is over, our eyes not wide shut. For the children of Haiti, a knife to your gut. We see you. Ascension is powered by the light of the flare. Scramble like rats to the ruins of your lairs. It's over, it's over. Save our children, we cry. Revealed, reviled, it's your soul's time to die. We see you.
Those two.
Come on, faster!
Sir, it's all taken care of. I think you're really gonna enjoy these two.
Hey, done. Come on. Faster. Paint on a caution wing. Need the bleeding sky.
You could find out love. go back to your lecture, and you talked about compassion of recognition, compassion of understanding, compassion of truth. We are approaching October 7th.
Yeah.
When the horrible massacre happened in Israel.
Yeah.
Where young children were murdered, burned, babies in ovens.
That didn't happen. There were no babies in ovens.
Oh, yes, they were.
No, they weren't. That's been refuted even by the Israelis. Let's agree on what we do agree on, okay? A horrible massacre happened. People were killed in their homes. Civilians
were killed, were raped.
There's been no evidence of mass deliberate rapes. I'll let you finish your question.
How do I find compassion for these people?
Which people?
The animals that did that.
The animals that did that. How do we have compassion for these animals? I've been to Palestine. 2.5 years ago, I went there to work with Palestinian women who've been tortured in Israeli jails, which has been documented by Israeli Physicians for Human Rights, by B'Tselem, the Israeli human rights organization, by United Nations and others. Nobody ever talks about the thousands of Palestinians. Did you know that 2 Palestinian doctors were tortured to death recently by Israel? Doctors tortured to death. History did not begin on October the 7th. In Canada, 4 years ago, there was a poll. Now, thousands of children died in those schools. People were tortured, raped, all kinds of stuff. 70% of Canadians knew nothing or little about the residential schools. So what happened to indigenous people? If you do a poll in the United States, until very few years ago, and even now, and most people will know nothing about what happened to the indigenous people here. Nothing. The genocide, the torture, the rape, the starvation. They know nothing about it. And in some states in the United States, it's illegal to even to teach it in the schools. Do you think the average Jew knows anything about the indigenous people of Palestine? These animals that you talk about? You know, the first massacre of Palestinians in Gaza didn't happen last year. Didn't even happen 4 or 5 years ago when they killed hundreds of children with their bombs. It happened in 1956. In 1956, they massacred 200 civilians. You know about it. You've never heard of it. Of course you haven't heard of it. That's why you can call them animals. Otherwise, you'd see them like human beings like the rest of us. That place where we call other people animals, if you want to live there, that's your choice. I don't want to live there. I want to understand people. I want to understand what happened to them. I want to know why they behave the way they behave. I'm not into justifying taking civilian hostages. I said that was unjustifiable. Why you didn't hear me, I don't know. I said there were massacres that shouldn't have happened. Why you didn't hear me, I don't know. You know why you didn't hear me? Because you live in a bubble, that's why.
Jack, keep your hands off my stack. New car, caviar, four-star daydream. Think I'll buy me a football team. Absolute rubbish, laddies. Get on with your work. Repeat after me. An acre is the area of a rectangle whose length is one furlong and whose width is one big.
We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone. Breaking the wall.
Do it again.
All in all, you're just another brick in the wall.
Oh, yeah. you do not have to be livestock.
Upstart Radio.
It's a brave new world.
Upstart Radio.
Welcome. 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 Produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, KRFP Radio Free Moscow, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
It's a brave new world.
It's a brave new world.
It's a brave new world.
You do not have to be livestock. Nationalism is pimped out bigotry designed to provoke a Stockholm syndrome in the livestock. Statism is an ideology, and all ideologies are variations on human livestock management practices. Government schools are indoctrination pens for livestock. They train children to, quote, love the farm and to fear true freedom and independence, and to attack anyone who questions the brutal reality of human ownership.
It's a brave new world.
It's a brave new world.
Upstart Radio.
It's a brave new world.
If slavery is a choice, then I choose not to be a slave. This is the most frightening statement for the ruling classes, which is why they train their slaves to attack anyone who dares speak it. The Matrix is one of the greatest metaphors ever. Machines invented to make human life easier end up enslaving humanity. This is the most common theme in dystopian science fiction. Why is this fear so universal, so compelling? Is it because we really believe that our toaster and our notebook will end up as our mechanical overlords? Of course not. This is not a future that we fear, but a past that we are already living. Supposedly, governments were invented to make human life easier and safer, but governments always end up enslaving humanity. That which we create to, quote, serve us ends up ruling us. The U.S. government, by and for the people, now imprisons millions, takes half the national income by force, overregulates, punishes, tortures, slaughters foreigners, invades countries, overthrows governments, imposes 700 imperialistic bases overseas, inflates the currency, and crushes future generations with massive debts. That which we create to serve us ends up ruling us. You do not have to be livestock. The earliest governments and empires were in fact a ruling class of slave hunters who understood that because human beings could produce more than they consumed, they were worth hunting, capturing, breaking in, and owning. The earliest Egyptian and Chinese empires were, in reality, human farms, where people were hunted, captured, domesticated, and owned like any other form of livestock. Due to technological and methodological improvements, the slaves produced enough excess that the labor involved in capturing and keeping them represented only a small subset of their total productivity. The ruling class, the farmers, kept a large portion of that excess while handing out gifts and payments to the brutalizing class, the police, slave hunters, and general sadists, and the propagandizing class, the priests, intellectuals, and artists. This situation continued for thousands of years, until the 16th to 17th centuries, when again, massive improvements in agricultural organization and technology created the second wave of excess productivity. The enclosure movement reorganized and consolidated farmland, resulting in 5 to 10 times more crops, creating a new class of industrial workers displaced from the country and huddling in the new cities. This enormous agricultural excess was the basis of the capital that drove the Industrial Revolution. The Industrial Revolution did not arise because the ruling class wanted to free their serfs, but rather because they realized how additional, quote, liberties could make their livestock astoundingly more productive. Statism is an ex post facto justification for human ownership. For human ownership. Human ownership. You do not have to be livestock. The idea that democracy and some sort of social contract justifies the brutal exercise of violent power over billions is patently ridiculous. You do not have to be livestock. When cows are placed in very confining stalls, they beat their heads against the walls, resulting in injuries and infections. Thus, farmers now give them more room, not because they want to set their cows free, but rather because they want greater productivity and lower costs. The next stop after free range is not freedom. The rise of state capitalism in the 19th century was actually the rise of free range serfdom. A religion is pimped out superstition, designed to drug children with fears that they will endlessly pay to have, quote, alleviated. The ridiculous contradictions of statism, like religion, can only be sustained through endless propaganda inflicted upon helpless children. Statism does not originate from historical evidence or rational principles. The opposite of superstition and ideology of statism is philosophy. Reason and courage will set us free. Statism is an excuse for violence. Additional liberties were granted to the human livestock not with the goal of setting them free, but rather with the goal of increasing their productivity. Of course, intellectuals, artists, and priests were, and are, well paid to conceal this reality. The great problem of modern human livestock ownership is the challenge of enthusiasm. State capitalism only works when the entrepreneurial spirit drives creativity and productivity in the economy. However, excess productivity always creates a larger state and swells the ruling classes and their dependents, which eats into the motivation for additional productivity,
Upstart Radio. It's a brave new world.
It's a brave new world.
It's a brave new world.
Taxes and regulations rise, state debt, future farming, increases, and living standards slow and decay. Depression and despair begin to spread as the reality of being owned sets in for the general population. The solution to this is additional propaganda, antidepressant medications, superstition, wars, moral campaigns of every kind, the creation of, quote, enemies. You do not have to be livestock.
This has been Mind Walk for non-profit use.